This is the Radio Facts Radio Show podcast, your online information station.
When you hear the term investing, I'm sure the first thing you think of is monetary. But investing can also be investing in yourself, your children, your health, your future, your education, time, and a lot more. Basically, it means putting a little bit in now and hopefully getting a lot more out in the future. A small-term loss for a long-term gain. Is that guaranteed? Nah. But just like the old lottery commercial says, you got to be in it to win it. Investing of any kind requires four things: accountability, research, dedication, and patience. It's not impossible to teach yourself to have all four of those things at the same time. And when we come back, we're going to talk about renting versus owning on this episode of the Radio Facts Radio Show podcast. The Radio Facts Radio Show podcast currently has 400,000 plays. Go to radiofacts.podbean.com for more information. Where do you fit into all of that? Contact Kevin Ross for advertising. Kevin at radiofacts.com. RadioFacts. If you rent an apartment for $1,000 a month for 12 months, you've just spent $12,000 with very little, if any, tax benefit. But if you have a condo or home and your mortgage is $1,000 a month, that's $12,000 with a mortgage deduction on your taxes, some closing cost deductions, and possible property tax deductions. But that's not the best benefit. Provided you are the principal resident and the market is going well, and you picked a great area to live in, now this depends on your agent, within 2 years, you can sell that condo or home and not only walk away with the entire mortgage payments that you paid for the 2 years, but possibly even more in profit, tax-free. It's a capital gains benefit. Even if you only get some of your money back, it's still a huge return on your investment. With renting, you provide all these benefits completely for the owner and the property, and that's it. But let's say the market is not going so well. You have the opportunity to negotiate a modification if you can no longer afford your mortgage payments, and most banks will work with you on your monthly payments. How many landlords would do that? This is just an example of an investment, not only with your money, but in yourself. Please listen to the other segments for tips on other kinds of investments besides money. Now, I need to include that I, Kevin Ross, am a licensed real estate agent with REE Broker in Los Angeles, California. Most of these tips are federal tax breaks and should be indicative of most states. However, some states have various tax breaks for homeowners that may be more or less than those that I have stated. I don't guarantee that all the tax breaks I have talked about in this podcast will work in your market. I suggest you perform your own research for the benefits offered in your state. If you're interested in buying real estate in the state of California, feel free to contact me, Kevin at RadioFacts.com, RadioFacts. Thanks for listening to this segment of the Radio Facts Radio Show podcast. I'd also like to thank Rick Party and Portia Fox for their production contributions to the Radio Facts Radio Show podcast.
The Radio Facts Radio Show podcast is brought to you by RadioFacts.com, the music and radio industry's leading urban industry resource.